Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Insurance.com. Great to have you with us. Our number 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street at Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 1115, Hummel's Wharf. So, Sarah will keep you up to date on what's going on with the preliminary hearing in Harrisburg. It's the prosecution's show more than anything else. In a preliminary hearing, the defense gets to, it really is restricted as to the questions they can ask. It's just the bottom line is to see whether there's enough evidence presented in the preliminary hearing to warrant a trial. And Bob Buehner, if I'm wrong about that, please call and just tell me right away. That way we have it clear. Phillies, we talked about that. Look, they've lost eight in a row, and it's an issue. So it's time to take care of the issue, because now they've gone 2 years with basically the same group, and in 2 years with the same group, they've done nothing. Time to fire sale it, and the Red Sox provided the blueprint a year ago for that. They traded Gonzalez, Beckett, and Crawford. And in the process, they dumped $147 million from Gonzalez. Now, he was in the second year of this, so it was probably still with Gonzalez. There would have been probably about $110 million left. They then dumped $140 million with Crawford. I think there was $100 million left on that. So now you're up to $200-whatever million. They dumped $60 million with Beckett. I mean, they ended up dumping $250 million in salary with those three guys, and now look where they are. They were a team that won 69 games last year. Right now they're in first place with the best record in the American League, even though their pitching has been banged up considerably with injuries. Hanrahan, Bailey, Buchholz, I mean, those are big names for them to have in the DL. But that's what the Phillies need to do. They need to dump salary and change direction, because the direction they're going in right now, they've had, you as Philly fans have had 2 years of this. Okay? In 2 years, you can tell in no uncertain terms, it's not working. Our number, 800-795-9565. Something that's going to be interesting is going to be starting, and we're going to get a guest on to talk about this, because obviously they want to promote it. That's Fox Sports 1. And Fox Sports 1 will start on Saturday, August 17th. So in 2.5 weeks, they're talking about being competition. Obviously ESPN. And lots been going on because they want to put certain things together. Fox executives, okay, they're putting in a show called Fox Sports Live, their flagship news and highlight show. They say here are their talking points. Our show is fun. Our show is really fun. You'll want to hang out with our super fun hosts, some of which are fun former athletes. SportsCenter is not fun. Okay. I think SportsCenter has tried to be too much fun, but we'll. This is what they've hired. They have hired former Sports Nation co-host Carissa Thompson. Donovan McNabb, we'll talk about him in a moment because he retired as an Eagle, which is nice. Gary Payton and former NFL offensive lineman Ephraim Salam. They've hired the TSN SportsCenter Canada duo of Jay Andre and Dan O'Toole. They're the highlight readers. And Andy Roddick is a panelist. So far, Sarah, I'm not excited by this.
So far, you don't think it's that fun?
So far, I'm not having fun, Sarah. I'm just not having fun. Kevin and I are more fun. You're more fun.
Okay, all right.
What do you mean, okay, all right? Come on.
Yeah, we're way more fun. We should be doing this.
We're fun people.
Fox Sports 1. Come on.
No. WKOK is just more fun than Fox Sports 1 and ESPN combined.
Right.
Right? Lawrence is fun. No reaction. All right.
We have a fun group here.
We're fun. Geraldo at moments is fun. You know, he pronounced my name right coming into the top of the hour. I heard it.
Yeah, he did. He was all pumped up.
Really? he takes later. Let's see. Keith Olbermann, former Fox Sportsnet employer, who's a ESPN 2 show. Olbermann will be competing as Fox Sports Live. This is what Fox said about him. I don't know if Keith Olbermann would be back at, if Fox Sports Live or Fox Sports 1 did not exist. To give you a little difference in our philosophy and Keith's philosophy, Keith likes to look at the worst person in the world. We like to look at the best person in the world. Oh, good. This is going to be lively. Asked if Fox Sports Live will stick to covering only major sports or the sports that Fox has financial stake in. Producer Michael Hughes said, obviously we're going to cover the major sports, but we certainly won't ignore many of the sports that will appear on our network, whether it's soccer, UFC, or any of the NASCAR motorsports. Translation, we'll focus heavily on big names and certainly cover the sports that we own. Prompted by a reporter, Fox Sports execs were asked if Fox Sports Live was equipped to cover serious news during its time slot. Oh, boy. Let's see. We have reporters in a number of different locations, and whether it be our writers at FoxSports.com or our personnel with our different properties, whether it be with soccer, the NFL, or whatever you have, if serious news happens, we'll try to cover it. Translation? Maybe. Hughes and Thompson admitted they saw loose parallels between Fox Sports Live and the now defunct best damn sports show, period. That's the worst show I've seen on TV ever. I think even My Mother the Car was better than that. If they go that route, Sarah, they're in trouble. ESPN's hiring of Nate Silver saw an unlikely convergence of reporters from politics, tech, and the sports media. They say that they're going to try to do a little bit of that at Fox. Unreal. Wow. NBC Sports, by the way, announced on Saturday that former Olympics figure skater Nancy Kerrigan had agreed to an exclusive interview with the network as part of the upcoming documentary on Kerrigan and Tanya Harding that will air on NBC during the Sochi Olympics. Because it'll be 20 years. How about that? I was walking off the ice and I got hit in the leg. I mean, what is she supposed to say?
Yeah, I mean, what's the rest of the story? That's it.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I was walking off the ice. I got hit in the leg. They tried to make sure I couldn't be in the Olympic Games. I fooled them all and got a silver medal. And she probably got a gold, I mean, to be honest with you. That was during the... that was Oksana Bayul won, but sort of. It's bad that I remember that. But those are the stories that are going on. Simple as that. But they start, if that's the route that Fox is going to go with Fox Sports 1, And if it's going to if their 11 o'clock show is going to resemble best damn sports show, period, then I don't know where I'm turning. I struggle watching SportsCenter now. I mean, I'd rather just go online, go do a quick little deal, go bang, 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 okay, I got it, I'm done. Then listen to them ramble on and pretend they're really clever the way they write. Do you watch SportsCenter? And if you do, what intrigues you and doesn't intrigue you about it, sir?
I sometimes watch SportsCenter. I'm not a huge fan, and I haven't really liked it recently. What I do get, and this is the whole thing, I think, when we talk about the web and online, I do get, you know, ESPN's, like, to my phone, all of their texts, and that's really all I follow.
Right, no, and a lot of people do that, that they'll get texts on their phone or from Twitter, and that's how they'll follow what is going on. And that's also, you know, and look, we use Twitter, obviously. If there's a topic or a guest that we're going to have on that we just think is going to be an exceptional over-the-top deal, we'll let people know right away through Twitter, Facebook, and so forth. I mean, we use social media all the time to do that. But if Fox Sports want, I don't think it is any coincidence that in the second quarter, ESPN fell 32%. What did ESPN2 drop? 17-18%? But ESPN News was up 8%. Part of my deal with SportsCenter is it's too long. Right? Instead of an hour, a half hour. Make it a half hour. It's too long. I mean, I think people, they don't seem to get the, they keep talking about getting the 18 to 49 year old, right? And that's what they're trying to get, the 18 to 49 year old. And yet, what is the usual attention span of an 18 to 49-year-old? Male. I'd like to throw that in there, Sarah.
Poor.
But that's why is Twitter so effective, though? Twitter is effective because it's 140 characters. And people get a tweet, and it's condensed, right? It's 140 characters max. And I think that's why in this generation it is so incredibly popular, because people in that age bracket in particular like it quick, like their news quick, and they like their news easy. Twitter's quick and easy, correct?
Very. Straight to the point.
I mean, right, it's straight to the point. Now, you have a Twitter account, right?
I do, yeah.
How often do you use it?
I tweet fairly often, and I do right. A lot of, you know, I retweet things, and right. So I like it. And if there's something I want to read more of, there's usually a short link. Then if I want to spend that time, I'll click it. If not, I know the gist.
Right. Now, you tweet. Now, do you tweet about what you have going on in news, or do you tweet personal, you know, or is it a mix?
I do a mix. I have my own personal one, and, I mean, WKOK also has one, so I do a little of both, right. And then, you know, I throw in some Ravens and Orioles every now and then.
Gotcha. Okay. No, I got, you know, how effective is Twitter as, you mentioned, I'm sure that you have the Ravens and Orioles, for example, as where you receive their Twitter news, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How effective is that of keeping you in the loop?
I think it's very effective. I mean, when we lost Dennis right. Pitta, I knew it immediately. When we signed Vasante Shenko, right. I knew it immediately.
Well, no, that's exactly right. There's the immediacy of it. Boom, it's like that. You don't have to wait to hear about Dennis Pitta at 11 o'clock at night. Okay, you found out right away and then probably said, hey, look, I think I will tune into SportsCenter a little bit later tonight.
Right, to get the rest of the story. Right.
Right. Right. And that's the effectiveness of it. That's why it is and that is for a younger generation, 18 to 49, which is going to be critical in the ratings between these two networks, putting together something that is, I don't understand why we don't have something that's not more quick hitting at 6 and 11 from the two sports networks that move, get it going. You know, then if you want to put together like a second show after that that has a little more meat to it, you can do that. But they take segments and they go longer segments when the attention span of the 18 to 49-year-old, and I say this with all due respect, I'm saying it right, is one that likes to have it delivered in quick go, 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 go. Am I wrong about that? That's why I'm surprised that SportsCenter is as long as it is. All right, 23 after the hour. 800-795-9565. Back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Great to have you with us. Brought to you by Pretty Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Let's go to Lou in Muncie. Hi, Lou. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, Steve. I just got a quick question. Not a quick question. Comment, I guess, on your ESPN stuff. I have to admit this last few days when I've been catching your program, it's been all of these new sports things coming online is going to make for quite a bit of interesting change. But the thing that drives me, that makes me ESPN to be nearly unwatchable on SportsCenter, is the amount of time that they devote to what I call fictional or just made-up news. How much time did they spend 2-3 weeks ago on the hypothetical situation of whether or not LeBron might move from Miami to L.A. in a year and a half? Who cares?
Exactly. Exactly. I totally agree with you. It's make-believe until it actually becomes a reality, because between now and next year, he's going to be playing with the Miami Heat, and you're absolutely right where it's make-believe, where they're trying to create a segment. And the problem is that that's when you have an hour. If you have a half hour, a segment like that gets dumped.
Well, not only that, it's the same hour run over and over multiple times.
Exactly.
You know, they
right.
kind of rerun SportsCenter, and then, you know, it's almost like you can walk through the room, watch it, and come back through an hour later and go, oh, hey, this is where I picked it up last time. So
right, exactly. I absolutely agree. I think you're spot on. I think that's one of the big problems. They have this hour to kill, and they come up with it. I mean, Herm Edwards going on for 5 to 10 minutes about Colin Kaepernick wearing a Dolphins hat. Really? Really?
Yeah. Though I have to admit, Herm is interesting to listen to under just about any circumstance, no matter what he's talking about.
Yeah, Herm is, because I like Herm's delivery a lot. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you very much.
So, anyhow, that was just the comment I made. I've been enjoying listening to the dissection of ESPN here on and off the last week or so. So just thought I'd throw that two bits
appreciate
in there.
It.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. No, Lou, thank you. Great call. Number 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. Look, they're the most powerful sports entity ever created, the most powerful ever created. They have more influence than anybody out there, without question. They have brilliantly over the years marketed themselves. They have brilliantly positioned themselves. But sometimes what happens when you brilliantly position yourselves and market yourself, you then start to lose your way in some ways. And that's why I think when you see the specialty networks gaining in ratings and they're losing in ratings, there's something behind that, even though they still have 4.5 times the audience of anybody else.
Calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Purdy's have been ingrained in this community for such a long time. That's why you need to turn to them. Because when you have someone ingrained in the community, they understand your needs. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We have talked about the ESPN story here a lot. And the reason we've talked about it is because it's what you watch. I mean, that's why we've talked about it, because it's what you watch. It's part of your viewing habit. And so we've talked about this. There has been a reduction in viewing by fans on ESPN. Now, will it increase when it comes to the fall and college football season rolls around? No question it will. So, I mean, that's part of the comeback story for ESPN ratings-wise. Now, as for Fox Sports 1, they're not going to walk right out of the gate and, boom, instantly challenge ESPN. It's not going to happen. You're talking about ESPN already has 4.5 times more viewers than any other cable sports network, 4.5 times. That, you know, that's a significant head start of 34 years. And there are 99 million homes. But by year two or three, I think what they're hoping at Fox Sports 1 is that they can then start to really legitimately challenge. Because, look, it's going to take a while for them to get their sea legs. It's going to take a while for them to figure out what actually does work and what doesn't work. There'll be programs 3 years from now on Fox Sports 1 that are still on the air, and there are going to be ones within the year that are going to be dumped, and they're going to move on to something else, you know, and try something else because they know right away it's not working. So, I mean, it's going to take a bit for them to get their sea legs going, and part of this is going to be what contracts do you have for live sports. I mean, that has to be the centerpiece of any sports network that you put together. You know, we're a talk station. Let's just take local, for example. We're a talk station. So on this talk station, when we get to, you know, the evening, what are our centerpieces of what we do here in terms of play-by-play? We have Penn State football, Penn State basketball, Shikellamy football, Shikellamy basketball. We have the Penn State football show on Thursday night and the basketball show on Thursday night as well. These are the centerpieces of what we do. And then, of course, we have, you know, in the morning, you know, that morning show is absolutely critical to what you do on radio, but it also has become very important to what you're doing on TV. And for us, we have Mark Lawrence and what he does in the morning, which then sets up the entire day. And then Mark and I cross-promote each other all the time. That's how the business works, and you see how it works in TV as well. You know, morning TV has become very important. The Today Show is expected to set the tone for the day. The Tonight Show is supposed to have you watching in the evening so that when you get up in the morning and turn the TV on, it's still on NBC. You know, I mean, people are driving home now. As you drive home throughout the valley from your jobs, you've worked hard all day. Maybe you're headed out to the store. You're going to pick something up quick to bring home, whatever it happens to be. You're going to stop and get some fast food. You know, maybe you have a child that's still involved in a tournament team for Little League. Maybe, you know, well, whatever. Okay? You're in the car right now. You're driving. You have the radio on 1070. You're listening to this show. Well, the intent is that when you get up in the morning, your radio's still on 1070. You're listening to Mark. Right? I mean, that's what, you know, you try to do that where you ingrain yourself into the lifestyle of people so that you become, for them, when they turn the radio on, good, okay, it's 3 to 5. Good, SJS is on. He'll talk about something stupid. Sarah's laughing now. I can always tell when you're laughing.
I know. Sarah. It's not stupid.
Yeah.
It's fun.
But it's fun. That's right. We're more fun. But that's part of it, and what you do. And ESPN, you know, it's, you know, the sports that they carry at night, whether it's college basketball, a college football game. You know, they have college football Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. They have Monday night football. The whole idea is to make sure that no matter what, they're the place to go. And it's the live sports programming that in the end is going to be the part that keeps you tuned to what's going on with that station. In radio, for example, what Mark does in the morning is you drive into work or you get ready to go to work in the morning. Mark gives you all the news and information, sports as well, plus interesting guests on the Mark and so forth that keeps you tuning in all the time. Then you get back in the car like, Jones is on. Okay, fine. But that's how you do things. ESPN has this head start in what they've done, but here's the problem that they have right now. ESPN, outside of the college football playoff, they don't have the NCAA basketball tournament. They don't have the Stanley Cup playoffs. They don't have the Major League Baseball playoffs. They don't have the All-Star game. They do have a conference final in the NBA, one of them, and it alternates every year. They had the West this year, Memphis and San Antonio. But, you know, when you think about what ESPN does, despite being the mega sports network that they are, they don't have the sports' biggest events. ESPN has never had a Super Bowl on. They've never had a World Series on. They've never carried an NBA final. Now, they have carried the Stanley Cup final. They've never, way back when they had NCAA tournament basketball on, which they carried from NCAA Productions. They didn't have the contract. They carried it from NCAA Productions. But they've never had the Final Four. So the sport's biggest events, and they've bid for them. Now, to their credit, I think they've been fiscally responsible as to how they bid. They have not overbid on things. They tried to bid for the NCAA basketball tournament, but Turner and CBS came up with a better deal financially, and also how they cover it with True, TNT, TBS, and CBS. So they came up with a better deal. ABC does have, and of course that's ESPN, but ABC does have the NBA final. But ESPN itself, even though it's their production, they have it on ABC and not on ESPN. But despite everything, they don't carry the biggest events in their sport. Now look at Fox Sports 1. Fox Sports 1, they're going to have to come up with contracts. They're obviously going to do college basketball. They lured Bill Raftery away to be paired with Gus Johnson. They are going to have the World Cup. Now, ESPN did have the World Cup in all fairness, so I have to remember to mention that. But that's the odd thing about ESPN. For the all-sports network, carrying the biggest events in the sport, in a sport, they rarely have them. They have a lot of regular season events, they have a lot of regular season, and they do have playoff NBA basketball. They have no hockey at all. They have conference tournament basketball, but they don't have the NCAA tournament. They do not carry an NFL playoff game, let alone the Super Bowl. They don't have any postseason baseball. And I find that interesting that they don't have that. Now, there's no doubt that the major over-the-air networks, CBS, Fox, NBC, ABC, they end up having. But if you notice, the NCAA Final Four is going to be going to TBS in 2 years. They'll have it. TBS has baseball playoffs. Fox has the World Series. So it's been an interesting ride for them. Now, I think ESPN has been smart and fiscally responsible as to how they have bid on contracts. I think they have to, in a world where Alex Rodriguez gets 10 years, $250 million, and everybody sits back and goes, you did what? ESPN has had a chance to bid on things, and I think their bids have been fiscally responsible. Now, ESPN also has the mandate that they have to financially carry other parts of the Disney empire, because parts of the Disney empire, for example, Touchstone Pictures, Disney World, Euro Disney, Disneyland, and other movies that they've produced, ESPN's the single most profitable arm of Disney. Most of the arms of Disney are not either as profitable or unprofitable at all, and that's why one of the reasons why they've had to be fiscally responsible with what they've done. So they've taken fewer chances in part because of the corporation. The corporation, they need to make sure there's a corporation they don't take those kind of chances. So their bids have been responsible, but their bids have also come up short. And live sports, to me, if you're going to have a sports network, is what it's all about. You could have all this. I mean, sports centers eat up time before you get to live events. And there's nothing wrong with having, live event regular season baseball, live event regular season NBA, regular season college basketball, all the college football games that they carry. And college football is the one where they have almost every bowl game, and now they have the BCS. So they've got that. They've got that. And believe me, bowl games are a ratings winner for ESPN. I'll give you a good example. Butler and Indiana was a game that went to overtime that Butler won. And that's a really good college basketball matchup. A lot of people know who Butler is. Indiana was a team that is certainly one of the marquee college franchises out there is Indiana basketball. Now they're back on the map with Zeller and Oladipo last season they had. So it was a really good December college basketball matchup. That went head-to-head with the Gildan New Mexico Bowl. Guess which one had the higher rating? The Gildan New Mexico Bowl. That's why I laugh when people say, bowl games, there's one after another, there's too many of them. Then you'll see, you look at the TV ratings, and you're watching. You're watching. 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. We'll wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout. So let the sizzling summer sales event get you fired up. Like a 2005 Lexus ES330 sedan. Call for our lowest price promise, 888-536-8017. Ford Fusion 5-door SE, just $12,995. 2011 Ford Fusion 4-door sedan, front-wheel drive, $14,997. 2010 Honda Odyssey EXL, the perfect minivan for traveling, $24,643. 2011 Jeep Wrangler 2-door Rubicon, $24,997. And a 2012 Ford F-150 Super Crew, $145. Call for a price, 888-536-8017. All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout, 24/7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
I don't know what I can tell you about this community, Sarah.
I don't know anything about it, so anything you say will be new to me.
It's actually a beautiful little town. It's about 35 miles east of Buffalo. It's right off the New York Thruway. It's a town that receives a mention, by the way, in a movie. What was the movie called? Summer Catch. It was with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jessica Biel.
Now, I did see that.
He's a Cape Cod kid who's trying to he's a Cape Cod kid, a Cape Cod native. That's a really good pitcher. Pitched to like UMass Dorchester or something like that. And he's in the Cape Cod League trying to impress pro scouts. And eventually the Phillies sign him. And at the end of the movie, he says, son, we're going to sign you, give you a signing bonus of $50,000. And I think that the father says, how about $75,000? So they give him $75,000. And and he says, we're going to send you to Batavia, New York. So it makes the end of the movie. I mean, this has been a minor league franchise that has been in the New York Penn League, I mean, since the 30s. But, you know, the New York State School for the Blind is here. They have a beautiful park called Centennial Park. Nice little downtown. Just a typical small western New York town. Very nice. It's also windy as all get out. It's been blowing here for 2 days since I've been here. It gusted up to 30 miles an hour last night. It's blowing about 30 miles an hour now here, as a matter of fact. Then I'll be back at Steakhouse starts a six-game homestand. Sarah will be with me tomorrow, Wednesday, and then Kevin's back Thursday, Friday. But I'm gone next week, as a matter of fact. Yes, I'm finally going to take time off.
Well-deserved, well-deserved.
I figured after, I don't know, what was this, like 20 months now or whatever it is?
Yeah, with not a day off.
I've had a couple here and there, and the couple here and there have been for, I took two off when my mother passed away, obviously, and then, because Kevin says, you've had time off. I'm like, look at what I said, my mother died.
Right, it's not like Kevin, whatever he's doing.
He's in the Grand Caymans right now, cashing a check. I mean, but it was important to, you know, I really wanted to get the show established and so forth, which I think, you know, we've done okay with. And and I'll take some time off next week and then be back and get ready for the run through the football and into the basketball seasons and so forth. But it's interesting how people have been interested by the talk about media. But I think there's a reason for it. This is what people watch. I don't care if I'm watching NBC Sportsnet if it turns out NBC Sportsnet has what I want to watch. For Kevin, it's an IndyCar race, for example. I'll watch NBC Sportsnet because I want to watch the Stanley Cup playoffs. I want to watch. You know, I have no problem. You know, if MLB has a game on that I want to watch on a Friday night, like the other night Red Sox-Tampa Bay was on, yeah, I'll tune in MLB and watch them. NFL Network, I watch their draft coverage. The specialty networks have all cut in, and, of course, the Big Ten Network. I mean, I watched everything on the Big Ten Network last week with all the press conferences from the coaches. Now, for me, of course, that was informative. That's getting me ready for the season. So I had my reason to watch, and I also wanted to watch John Urschel's speech at the Big Ten kickoff luncheon. So specialty networks have certainly cut into what's going on. And ESPN is participating in specialty networks. I mean, they're the ones that are, you know, are the heart and soul behind the Longhorn Network, the SEC Network. They're going to, I think, eventually, it hasn't been announced yet, but there'll be an ACC Network, and ESPN, I think, is going to be the one that ends up running that. When it comes to the Pac-12 network, Fox is involved in that, just like Fox is involved with 51% of the Big Ten network. So Fox is deeply ingrained, but specialty networks have certainly been part of what's been cutting into it, whether it's the NHL network, NBA network, MLB, NFL network, Big Ten, eventually a year from now the SEC. They cut into part of what's going on as well. If ESPN is carrying a game between, say, Tennessee and South Carolina on Saturday night, but Penn State's the Big Ten Network game of the week against Iowa, now what game are Penn State fans going to be watching? They're not going to be watching Tennessee against South Carolina. They're going to be watching Penn State and Iowa play on the Big Ten Network. And, of course, with the sound turned down, listening on WKOK. All right, that sounded good. But that's what they'll do. So, I mean, it depends on, you know, what game is on at the time. If Penn State's not playing, then it's going to be the most intriguing game that you can find at the moment. So that most intriguing game could be South Carolina, Georgia, for example, on ESPN. It could be on Fox it could be Stanford, USC on Fox Sports 1 because they'll have the Pac-12 contract. It could be a variety. NBC Sportsnet's going to have some college football games as well. It just depends on what catches your fancy at the moment. It's all going to depend on taste as to what game is the game that interests you and intrigues you the most. And that's going to drive what happens. But there are just so many options now. so many options. And because of that, and we talk a lot about media because that's what you watch and listen to. You sit down with a 50-inch screen now that's a 50-inch flat screen, high definition, where you can see the puck. I mean, that's always the litmus test to me. If you can see the puck, you can see anything. Now, you know, you can do all those things now, and you do it from your living room. That's why sports attendance, something else I talk about, is what they have to do in stadiums to keep you coming. That is why you're going to see that new stadium. You've noticed how ballparks are built smaller now. PNC Park is 38, 39,000. Citizens Bank Park is 43,000, okay? It's not the 71, 72,000 multipurpose veteran stadium. It's 43,000. You see the size of Camden Yards. You know, the size of AT&T Park, dramatically smaller than Candlestick. These are all, they're building them smaller, and I think you're going to start seeing NFL stadiums built smaller as well. Probably in the 50 to 60,000 range because they want to make sure that they get as many people in the seats as possible and they aren't blacked out. And they know that in the current economy, things have changed dramatically. And part of the current economy is that it's a problem for sports that Tony Knopp and I talked about when I had him on as a guest last week is that this recovery, which people, hey, we're recovering. It's built on, a lot of it's built on part-time jobs. And you don't have to be a genius to see that. You don't have to be a genius to see it. Just read. So that puts more pressure on people, that franchises, college or pro, to get people into seats. There are challenges now that didn't exist 10 years ago. Today's show is brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Sir and I back with you tomorrow here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.